Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper & Company Law Firm
on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, we're talking with some other solutions, and joining me over the phone from the organization is Izzy Castillo, who is the Child and Youth Program Manager. We have Madeline Austin, who is the Information and Referral Manager, as well as Rita Uzorchukwuamaka, who is the Health and Wellness Manager. So Izzy, Rita, Madeline, thank you so much for joining me over the phone. We had a little bit of technical difficulties, thanks to yours truly. I always like to say I'm the worst, you know, millennial when it comes to technology, but we got it all figured out. We have you over the phone, and we really appreciate it that you're coming on the show.
Thank you.
All right. So we have a lot to talk about when it comes to some other solutions. We're going to be getting into some of the trends that the organization has been seeing across the region over the last couple of months. But before we get into that, I know SOS is taking part in Break the Silence Week, which gets underway tomorrow. And Rita, I know this is your specialty here, and you know all the information about this. So let's just get right into it. For those who don't know, what is Break the Silence Week?
So Break the Silence Week is a kind of a walk and a run that is coming up in June 20th, basically tomorrow, to June 27th, where we bring our community together to walk and talk about mental health. So empowering people to talk about and making them understand that it's safe to actually talk about mental health and to talk about their struggles. We know that we've lost a lot of people to suicide and to mental health, to mental illnesses, and so many people are still struggling to stay afloat. So this event is a way for people to actually come out and go on a walk and talk about who they're working for, or talk about if they're working for themselves as a way of staying healthy. This event is also in partnership with other agencies in the province. So agencies like the Calgary Mental Health Foundation and some other agency in Grand Prairie. We also partner with the Calgary Health Foundation in Edmonton as well, who are also taking part in this event. This event started, it was created 6 years ago when some couple of friends lost their friend to suicide, and they decided to work on this initiative, which is breaking the silence, giving others the opportunity to share their story.
We've had the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo on the show multiple times, and the one question I always ask them is, when it comes to, you know, so-called breaking the silence, are more people maybe, you know, more prone to, you know, reaching out for help, realizing that it's okay to not be okay? From some other solutions, do you think that, you know, more people are starting to open up to, you know, to talking about mental health?
You know, yes, I think it does bring a lot of awareness to it, because when you see that you're not the only one struggling, you see that other people are equally struggling, it kind of brings some kind of validation to what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. So it does help people reach out. It does help people want to talk about what they're going through, and it has helped. And we're seeing that through our trends, because when people are open to talk about what they're going through and see that there are people who understand and there are people who are willing to listen, they do reach out.
And
I think...
Oh, sorry, you go.
Oh, sorry. And also just knowing that, like, mental health is being, like, brought to the forefront, because a lot of the... You know, I work with children and youth, and the more that we talk about things and the more we bring awareness, like, even awareness in itself is breaking the silence, because it all starts within yourself, right? So if you're given, like, knowledge out there and, you know, hearing about it and hearing people talk about it, or giving workshops to mental health awareness, you become more comfortable with, like, realizing, like, oh, am I feeling this way? Is this something I've experienced? Is this what my friends are experiencing? How can I help them and support them? So I think the more that, in a way, breaking the silence is done in a lot of multiple ways, from either talking or to having more awareness yourself. And that in itself kind of brings in that movement for people that, you know, mental health is important. And when Rita's talking about feeling valued and, you know, validated in that, that brings a lot of, like, support already from just that front.
This week-long event, so what specifically is going to be happening? Is this kind of like a social media crusade where we're going to be seeing, you know, different posts about, you know, stating that it's okay to be not okay? Talk to someone if you need help. Are there different maybe virtual events that are being held? What can you share?
So we do have virtual events. So there will be topics relating to mental health over the week. It will be posted on our social media. Specifically, some of the solution will be hosting a grief and loss session relating to suicide on Thursday 25th from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
All right.
And the Zoom meeting link will be linked on our Facebook.
All right. Well, that's pretty much all the questions I have when it comes to Break the Silence. But is there anything else you'd like to add, Rita, that we didn't have a chance to chat about?
Yes, actually, if you want to register, please feel free to go to breakthesilence.com, register as a team. You could join our team, SOS. SOS team, SOS, some of the solutions for McMurray, and register, go for a walk, take a video, talk about who you're walking for, post the person's name on social media, hashtag the person's name, and you can link it to our Facebook account where we acknowledge that you actually posted the video. And if you don't feel comfortable to share the person's name, that's okay. Just make a video and say, this is who you're working for yourself, or you're just working to support mental health in general.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with some other solutions.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we are talking with some other solutions. And joining me over the phone is Izzy Castillo, Madeline Austin, as well as Rita Uzork Chukwuamaka. Moving over to some of the trends that SOS has been experiencing, and I don't know who wants to take it away first, Madeline or Izzy. And it's no secret that Fort McMurray has been really dealt a tough hand of late. Like everyone across the world, we're dealing with the pandemic. We're also right now dealing with the aftermath of our worst flood we've had in over 100 years. We're dealing with a downturn in the economy, low oil prices. It seems like the list keeps going on and on. So has SOS been seeing a rise in the number of calls over the past few months of everything that's been going on?
Absolutely, I would say so, Jaron. And I agree with Rita and Izzy in that an event like this is really helping to create awareness and encourage people to understand that there is help out there. They don't have to continue on this journey of fighting alone to overcome suicidal thoughts and things like that. And as you said, yes, Fort McMurray has faced a lot of struggles in recent months and years. We've dealt with the fire in 2016. We've dealt with the pandemic this year, COVID-19. And then we've dealt with the flood as well. And all of those things have a way of affecting people's mental health. The more struggles you have, the more battles you have to fight, the more issues you have to deal with, all of those things have a way of playing on people's minds and their lives and weakening their mental stability, where they are able to stay grounded and be able to cope with life. And Fort McMurray has seen a lot of it. Yes, the people are resilient. They are strong. That's true. But, you know, sometimes you can reach a breaking point. And you just can't fight any longer. And that's what's happened to some people in the past, and especially where suicide is concerned. There is that stigma that Rita mentioned. And some people feel that they can't share it, they can't talk about it, they don't know what to do about it, so they handle it in the only way that they think is appropriate at the moment. And that's unfortunate. We've lost so many wonderful people, so many lives through that. So what we are hoping and endeavoring to do with this event is to create awareness and to let people know, as you said, that it is okay not to feel okay. Mm-hmm. Anyone can experience that at times. People from all walks of life is what I have found as working on the crisis line. You just never know who's going to be the next person that's facing those struggles and that's going to call our line.
Some Other Solutions offers quite a few different programs, different services, counseling services. I know you have your crisis management line. Has all of them seen maybe an uptick in clientele? Have maybe some of them been maybe harder hit over the past couple of months?
Yes. For the Health and Wellness Department, we've seen quite an increase in services. So I think early this year we started with like seeing 20 to 25 clients to 57 to 60 something clients a week. So a month. So that's a huge rise, and there continue to be huge rise, which is great that people are reaching out and people are seeking support. But we also want to make sure that they continue to seek support. And most of these issues that we're seeing are different issues: relationship, depression, anxiety, and some of them coexist with another health, mental health disorders. So while it's great that we're seeing this increase, we're happy that people are reaching out, we also want to make sure that more people do reach out and do get the support that they need in the community.
Yes, and I would like to speak to that as well. An increase in numbers for sure, Darren, but another thing that I've been seeing with the crisis line is that there's a little shift in the way people are approaching it. I find one word that really describe some of the calls. So people feel overwhelmed and they are strained and stressed with the number of things that's happening in our society and in their society, in their world. So there's that feeling that I face losses, I face uncertainty, uncertainty about their homes, their jobs, their health, their families. People are struggling with relationship issues, marital issues, all kinds of struggles. That's what the crisis line is there for, to help them as they reach out to us. And I want to say that the crisis line is a safe place to call. We have people trained that take the crisis calls, and they are prepared to help someone that's going through those struggles and to help them to transition to the other side where they're able to overcome that immediate struggle and move forward. And if we're not able to help them when they call and talk to us, we're able to offer them other resources in town that might be the answer to their dilemma any particular time. So that's what we're hoping to do. And I believe because we are seeing those increases in calls and the need for appointments for counseling and different issues is because of initiatives like this and others that happen from time to time. So it's a worthy event that we are doing today. And we hope that people listening will realize that, hey, I can call the crisis line. I can talk to someone about it. It's safe. It's a friendly phone call. Sometimes people are afraid, reluctant. They feel they have to be in the most major crisis ever to call the crisis line. But no, it's best to do it when you're kind of uncertain, you're not quite sure, but you know you need some help that might be able to help you to move forward. So that's a good time to call. Don't wait until it's almost too late. Feel free to call. And the crisis line number, We have it running 24 hours a day. It's 780-743-4357. We also have a rural number, 1-800-565-3801. And we just want people to know that we're here to help.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with some other solutions.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
You know.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Fort McMurray Orthodontics and Cooper and Company Law Firm.
On Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, we are talking with some other solutions. And joining me over the phone is Izzy Castillo, Madeline Austin, as well as Rita Uzork-Chukwuamaka.
The word that, I guess the common word that you've been hearing is overwhelmed. So I know you can't touch on, you know, things that have been discussed during these calls, and no way am I asking you to share that information. But is it safe to say that the majority of calls you are dealing with right now are dealing with some sort of, you know, aftermath when it comes to COVID and it comes to the flood and everything else?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Calls recently have been in that area. And like you said, I wouldn't disclose any information whatsoever of calls, of course. But that is the nature of the content of the calls. Somewhere it ties in with how they have been, their mental health and well-being has been affected through those stresses, COVID. And I find interesting also that a lot of people are going back to the fire in 2016, how that has affected them. And people have not fully recovered from it, or else it's that it's so written in their minds and on their conscience of how it affected them back then, that that's something else that's stressful pops up. It triggers the thought, and they go back to that day when that happened. And then on top of it all, like you said, the other issues in Fort McMurray, like COVID, which is everywhere, and then the flood. Some of these are three big things. And we're all in it together. That's what the crisis line is about. We're here to help people to find the help that they need, no matter what the situation is that they're dealing with.
Well, we have just a little bit of time left, and I'm curious if there's any other trends that the organization has been seeing that maybe we didn't touch on. Izzy, we haven't heard from you in a while. Is there anything you'd like to share?
Yeah, for sure. So my department covers children and youth that are in the community, and through the times when COVID happened, we were actually in the community delivering our services, and when COVID closed the schools, we contacted all our mentees that we were seeing in the school year. And we saw the period of, you know, like when COVID happened, everyone was kind of readjusting to the change. And a lot of kids were home at this time. And we were like waiting for those referrals to come in. And then there was like a big wave of people contacting us back and wanting to continue the services that they had in school. So for children and youth, we've seen a lot of discussions through our sessions and groups that we do, that they're facing, you know, isolation. So we're all in the isolation point right now, but dealing with, you know, mental health concerns that they may have had prior, and then being at home and being isolated with family that they may have issues with, kind of is a very stressful situation for them. And, you know, grieving loved ones, you know, that they may have lost during this time period, and grieving family dynamics changes, and, you know, feeling raw from like graduation experiences that they're, you know, that's currently happening now. So we're seeing a lot of isolation concerns and feeling disconnected from, you know, school may have been the place for them to have that social network. And, you know, we're all hardwired to connect. So it's very something that's like we're seeing as a trend that it's being mentioned in our sessions. But a lot of, you know, routine changes, being not in school and having to do online, that's stressful in itself. And then realizing that they don't really know what the next school year is going to look like. So there's a lot of fears and anxieties around, you know, these routine changes and not being connected with maybe the support they had in school. But this is something that when Madeline and Rita were just talking about, you know, the things that are coming up for people during this time, we see that a lot in the children and youth, and also sometimes it's stemming from even just being at home with the family that they may not see as often during the school year because of working schedules and stuff. So I've seen a lot of different waves of concerns coming through, and I think it comes with all the changes that we've been dealing with. But I've also seen some, you know, different feedback of kids who are home, being schooled at home, and saying that, you know, they're actually a little bit more comfortable being at home because they don't have to deal with the anxieties of going to school and facing some of the bullying that may have happened to them during that time. So everyone's in a different place with the trends that we're seeing in the school, but the main three themes that have popped up have been like mental health concerns with due to isolation, not being socially connected with people, and the routine changes that are changing pretty much monthly at this point and going into the new school year. So these are things that they're carrying. You know, these are things they carry, family stressors on top of that, and, you know, feeling robbed of experiences at this point, because sometimes grad is probably the milestone for a lot of youth, either, you know, grade 6 graduating to go to junior high or grade 12 going to the next steps in life. And those are the kind of stuff that we're hearing. And but we're here for them. We definitely have to pivot with our services being online, but also social media being a platform that youth reach out on. We've been a space of that, kind of providing resources through our Instagram, because a lot of the kids we have are on our Instagram, and seeing how to connect with them in a different way. So they're not feeling that isolation to 100%, but they are able to still reach out to somebody like a youth mentor that's out there that they trust.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters. If you're looking to get into contact with some other solutions to book an appointment to see a counselor, you can call 780-743-8605. And you can also call their mental health crisis line at 780-743-4357. Now, that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode?
Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.